Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, faucets, vanities, doors, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a member? Join my Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
We are diving deeper into the Karen Reed case today. Not just the what's, the when, or the where. We're going deep into the why. Why do certain people stick to narratives that seem to defy evidence? Why do others double down on a narrative even when it starts falling apart? And more importantly, how do you spot the difference between a truth teller and someone selling you a polished, high-gloss version of events? Joining us is someone who spent his career doing exactly that, retired FBI Special Agent Robin Drake, former head of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Robin, let's start here from your perspective. When you see a suspect publicly doubling down in their interviews, aggressively pushing a counter-narrative while seemingly disregarding contradictory evidence or contradictory things that she said in the past that are directly different than what it was now, what are the behavioral tells you're looking for that might point to deception versus conviction?
There's a lot to unpack in that.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
We can go deception versus truth if you want first. And that is because that's the toughest one. No one knows, though. No one can predict deception from truth. And so especially when you have, as been so noted so many times by us and others, when you have so much alcohol involved, and then as you have time passing, you have false narratives and false memories implanted in your brain, and then kind of morphing it into the topic of what we're talking about is why would she do the things she's doing? And a lot of it is, from my standpoint and our conjecture, is she's trying to continually control the narrative that's been placed against her. She feels like a victim, and she's trying to control the situation. And that's what starts it. But then when you get the fan club around you that is supporting you, believing in you, and standing by your side, that is continually echoing the same thoughts that you have, you feel extremely justified. And righteous in all the things you're saying. So even if it contradicts things you might say before, you're going to be able to rationalize that away. Because as you're consuming information, it validates your own self-opinion. You put out more opinion about yourself, it's validated again. It becomes this never-ending loop and cycle of doing exactly the same thing.
I mean, it feels, and I pointed this out earlier in the day, it feels a lot like I mean, and I can't diagnose her, you can't diagnose her, but it feels very much like narcissistic behavior or borderline type behavior. This constant need for attention, this constant need for affirmation of one's own stories, and this constant need to be right, to not be able to take in information that may be contradictory towards her own beliefs about herself. So she just seemingly, and the spookiest part is changing narratives, changing facts about what happened that night. It's not just, oh, I feel different about it now, or time has passed. It's literally different stories, especially right. When we're talking about the night that John O'Keefe died. Initially, she came in with, I might have hit him, I might have clipped him. The interview with Dennis Murphy on Dateline, she talks about all of that. And she also says the line in the middle of all that, he didn't look mortally wounded, which I found to be very interesting, because she's going from theoretically, could I have hit him? Could I have clipped him? He didn't look mortally wounded, but could I have done this? Could I? It was an interesting mix in there. These were all speculation, then factual statement of observation, and then more speculation. It felt kind of like a Freudian slip in that. I mean, is that what that was? Because it was completely out of context to say he didn't look mortally wounded. Why would anyone say that unless you're actually recalling a moment of your memory?
I think you're exactly right. And I also think every behavior we're seeing her do is as we keep saying on case over and over, is that it's fitting a pattern behavior of life arc in her life.
Yeah.
The way she's behaving now and what she's doing now, I do not believe is incongruent for who she's been her entire life and the way she's interacted with others and the way she's controlled narratives her entire life, mm-hmm. especially when she's feeling insecure and defensive about actions she is taking. And so I think it's very congruent. The interesting thing also is what I think, again, conjecture is that what's happening is as she's seeing other people, whether it's her own defense or other people in her echo chamber, pointing out things that of possibilities, it's like floating ideas that we can see if we can grab onto and see if this works. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not working. We'll let go of that one. And we'll see, grab onto this one. We're kind of seeing it in the Koberger case too with their defense. Oh, let's try to grab this one and see if this works. Ah, it didn't work. Let's try over here. Let's try this one. So I think you're getting multiple kind of personality things and attempts coming out here.
And that's going to be really interesting to see how it plays out in court, because in Karen land, I mean, she can insulate herself to a certain extent and believe she's the greatest and believe that everybody's behind her and that her story is what it is, that she couldn't have possibly hit John. That's what she's saying now, contrary to everything that she had said in initial interviews. The problem with all of that is that all of that's going to be in the trial this time. That was not there before.
And when you say couldn't, she said she couldn't possibly hit John. So you know me, I love probabilities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say what happens or didn't happen, but let's just look at rational thought on things. This is what I kind of did a little bit of a deeper dive on when looking at this. So she says she couldn't reasonably hit John. She clearly admitted that she had been drinking and over drinking and overindulgence. So let's look at the law of probabilities. How many people and what percentage of people have accidentally hit someone or hit something and don't have a clear, accurate memory of that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty high percentage.
Yeah.
Now, if we're now looking at the defense of what they're claiming as a possibility, because now they're trying to, and rightfully so, you know, there's been some very clear missteps, malfeasance, or bad investigative processes on the police department side, because we got lots of issues there, which completely undermined their own case. But let's just look at the house and the things they've claimed. Some of the things they're claiming is that Chloe the dog bit John O'Keefe. Mm-hmm. That's where the scratches and marks came from. So they're saying that this animal, from their defense, did this.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do a deep dive. This is as I understand it from the research I did, this is a dog that had been a police dog,
mm-hmm.
well-trained, with zero record of having bitten or being aggressive towards any individual that's on record. Mm-hmm. We can only go with records, so it's never been reported. It's never been documented, and a well-trained police dog just does not randomly bite arms, scratch, and do all the things they're claiming. So again, when you're just looking at a lot of probabilities, what's the likelihood that this dog's behavior from the documentation we have went from 0 to 100?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a challenge there that I'm having when you're looking at a lot of probabilities. And then you have the other probability that there was violence between whose home was it again?
Albert's
home, yeah. And O'Keefe.
Yeah.
Once again, you look at the documentation, you look at reports of Albert's behavior towards O'Keefe and all the people involved. Has there ever been reports of that happening? Has there ever been escalations of violence or indications of aggression between those two or Albert and anyone?
Mm-hmm.
There's not. So what's the likelihood and law of probability of that going from 0 to 100?
Mm-hmm.
And we just look at the law of probability of what's the probability of someone being over intoxicated, inebriated, accidentally backing into someone and hitting them. Again, we're just looking at law of probabilities.
Yeah. And also, if you're looking at the law of probabilities, what's the probability? Let's go down the road for a moment of the story that he was beaten up in the house. Mm-hmm. Somehow the dog was involved in some way, shape, or form, which, again, still doesn't make a lot of sense or when or how this dog becomes involved. But let's say this something happened in there, and then what's the probability that a house full of cops who investigate this sort of stuff, who investigate crimes and bad behavior all the time, would find it to be a bright idea to drag him out to the front lawn and drop him right there? Not like in the path of the snowplow, not back behind the house where there's a railroad track, but literally just on the front lawn right there. It's snowing. Eventually, yeah, he's going to get covered, but he's laying there initially where there isn't snow. So they thought if they killed him, this would be a great idea. Drag him to the front yard where he's still visible when cars are driving by.
And
what's that probability?
And then we can, and Tony, let's back it up even a little bit earlier into the evening and night.
Yeah.
So this isn't like O'Keefe just showed up at Albert's house uninvited.
Yeah.
This was an invite. This was an after party. This was let's keep it going. Mm-hmm. That's not something you do with people that have animosity towards you, that want to have a fight with you, want to escalate the behavior, and then stick their dog on you.
No.
But you see what I mean? I mean, all the data points of consistency with behavior are incongruent with what defense is claiming.
Yes.
And so there you go.
And until the defense has said, you can't claim this part anymore about the third party culprit. And they still are allowed to claim it. They just can't put Colin Elbert in there, who was the kid, the 17-year-old who was, you know, doing good in school and everything. And then this completely upended his life, being accused of murder. Like, what are the odds there? Someone who has no history of violence, someone has no history of animosity towards police. I mean, his parents are officers. He grew up around police. That he's going to suddenly randomly attack and possibly kill one of his parents' friends, and then continue to help them drag the body into the yard, and then continue to cover up this story, no matter what. Probabilities are our friend in this, because you just look at some of these scenarios and you go, that's extremely low. This is extremely low, because all of these pieces have to come together for this all to work out. And when they're all extremely unlikely, but they all would have to congruently come together. Yeah, that really tells you that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
And the only thing you can do, so here you are on defense, the only thing you can do when your laws of probability are against you, as they are in this case, and in many cases, is that the only way to counteract that arc of all these behaviors of everyone is clear, articulate evidence, data points, and facts. And since and that's what they keep trying to do with these interesting experts they have coming in to make really outlandish claims that are also incongruent with behaviors of animals, people, and things like that. So that's, I mean, it's just a show. And now, granted, if they had just gone down the road of mea culpa, drunken stupidness, manslaughter, I don't think we'd be where we are.
I agree.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.